There are also foreign fighters on the other side of the battle in Raqqa. Young men and women from around the globe have gone to both Syria and Iraq to join ISIS and be part of its so-called caliphate. Thousands of these recruits are thought to have come from just one region in Russia, Dagestan. Many of them come from remote villages there, like the village of Karada, which PBS special correspondent Nick Schifrin visited recently. In a story airing tonight on the PBS NewsHour, Schifrin meets parents whose children joined ISIS. He says just getting to the isolated village was a challenge.
You're on the side of mountains. You're on dirt roads that are barely paved and sometimes going at an incline of 12 or 18 degrees up the side of a mountain. These are extremely isolated places.
So in Karada, you spoke with one woman, Amina Kondakova, whose daughter Miriam and son Ali Alshkat slipped away. What did she tell you about how that all happened, how they left the village?
Amina is a Muslim convert, and she believes, looking back, that Amina and Ali Alshkat and some other members of the family were slowly radicalized online. Amina became more conservative. The perception that mother has is that the daughter felt judged. The daughter felt like she couldn't live the version of Islam that she wanted to. And ISIS offered that. And that's what the Russian propaganda of ISIS did. It reached into these towns and said, Russia doesn't care for you. Come here. Come here to the caliphate.
So the daughter goes to Mosul, has a child with an ISIS fighter. Let's hear a moment from your story on the NewsHour. This is a voiceover of the mother, Amina, describing how her daughter explained to her what her new life is like with ISIS.
Mom, I feel like I was reborn here. I regret all those years I spent in Dagestan. Don't you want to come here too? I want to live with you. I want you to see my boy growing up.
So, Nick Schifrin, what does Amina Kondakova think is actually the fate of her children?
It is so heartbreaking to listen to that again and again. For a daughter to tell her mother, I've wasted my time where we lived, and here is where I was supposed to be all my life. I mean, could you just imagine? It has nothing to do with Dagestan, just a daughter telling her mother that. And sadly, Amina probably won't say this out loud, but Amina's daughter's probably dead. She hasn't heard from her in 4 or 5 months. And Amina's daughter went to Mosul while, you know, the Iraqi military with the help of the U.S. has essentially flattened much of that city in order to get ISIS out of it.
How is Amina reconciling all this? Because there's also her son.
There is a sense of what did I do wrong? And there's a sense of anger at not only ISIS and its propagandists, but the things that we talked about that Russia has done, which is not provide these children an economic hope, have a very brutal crackdown by the police and security services, and a part of the story we go into tonight, which is that as ISIS was recruiting Dagestanis, Dagestani security services showed some of these radicals the door. There were people who were on federal wanted lists who got passports to travel to Syria. And those people got passports, according to one of them who talked to me in Turkey, because the FSB, the Russian security service, was wanting to kick them out. And I spoke with someone on the record who was part of that program, and he says, look, it worked. Dagestan is now safer. These people left and they will never come back.
Wow.
There are people in Russia who believe, who argue that some of Russia's airstrikes in Syria are designed not to target ISIS, but to target specifically Russian fighters, Dagestani or Chechen fighters in ISIS, so that they never come back. And the people who are escaping, whether to Lebanon or Turkey or to Ukraine, are also being told, don't you dare come back because we won't, you know. Hint, hint, the sentence doesn't have to end, right? Just don't come back, ..
Wow. So you also spoke with a man in the village named Kazim, whose son Murat joined ISIS, and now Kazim is raising Murat's son, Kazim's own grandson. Tell us about Kazim. It's a really poignant moment in your story.
His son goes to ISIS, and he doesn't sit back. And that's the extraordinary thing about this story. He went to Aleppo to argue with his son, to argue with ISIS fighters, saying, you guys are deluded. Please come back with me. It took him years. Kazim's wife went to Aleppo and stayed for a month, basically lived under the so-called self-declared caliphate, trying to convince their son to leave. And in the end, it worked. Kazim's son, Murat, is now in Odessa, Ukraine. And so he escaped. He escaped ISIS. Wow. And so Kazim has this pride. He wanted to deliver the message of, hey, all of those people who still have children in Syria and Iraq, it is not impossible to get them out. Don't give up on them.
Nick Schifrin, special correspondent for the PBS NewsHour, historian of the children of Dagestan leaving their families to join ISIS in Syria, airs tonight on the NewsHour. Nick, good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much.
Nick's work in Dagestan was supported by the Pulitzer Center for Crisis Reporting.